Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
And now for our feature presentation.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen?
Nice. You know, that was a good opening. Well, I liked it.
Just said,
what's up?
I wasn't trying to say
what's up, boys and girls.
I was just saying, what's up?
We're back.
I was just, what's up, guys? Trying to be all cool. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Super Mega Cast. This is episode 153. 153.
Episode 153, the Super Mega Cast. You're what?
It is 153.
I guess.
I don't know. Ryan and I have both been busy. He's been out of town. I've been slapping my dick around in my bedroom. We haven't been doing much, but we haven't recorded in a hot minute, so I forgot what episode this is.
Don't hit the light fixture.
Sorry,
behind
I
you.
I smacked my hand on something.
Yeah, did it hurt? Are you okay?
It did a little bit.
Well, we are not just alone in this episode. We have. Are you okay?
Yeah, I just was trying to move it.
Is it moved? I'm trying to introduce our guest.
Sorry, I was just trying to move the light fixture, so don't hit my hand on it again. Let's go ahead.
Oh, okay. You might want to move it a little more, actually.
A little more?
Yeah, just a little more.
Yeah, I might hit that again.
There you go.
Can I lean it against the wall?
No, I don't know.
I don't want to break this. This is that type
Hold
of light
on,
bulb
guest.
That you break,
we're almost...
You know the light bulbs, if you break it, it's like poisonous to breathe in?
It also hurts if it gets in your eyes.
Yeah, because it's like microscopic pieces of glass.
Fun fact.
I'm just going to set it here. Here, actually, I'll move my chair a little bit.
Okay.
There you go. I'm in the safety zone.
Okay.
Go.
Okay. Well, we have a special guest with us. Here today, tonight, because we are recording at like 11 something. What is it? 11:05 p.m. currently.
I thought it was like,
and we still have another podcast to record after this.
Fuck yeah.
But we are very excited, as you can tell in our jubilant voices, that we have a wonderful, wonderful guest. And we're so excited for this guest because he's so fantastic. And because he's fantastic, we're excited to announce that we have a guest that we're both excited to have on the podcast because he's so cool, which makes us excited to have him on the podcast. Can you please introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Freddie Dredd. I'm on the podcast. I'm fantastic.
That was good. All right.
He's clapping for himself.
Yeah. He actually started the clapping. It wasn't even... But this is Freddie Dredd. You might know him. He's a rapist with two P's.
It's a bit insane.
He does the rap music. He's big on... You might know him from TikTok. Do you not want me to bring up the TikTok?
No,
thing?
We can talk.
I can talk about TikTok. Yeah.
Yeah,
pretty big on TikTok from people using your. Damn son, these bitches want some. You guys know that song. That's this guy's song, Freddie Dredd.
Apparently, he makes the TikTok is the new Vine.
It is. TikTok is fucking massive. In fact, I believe Blonde Boys has over 2 million TikToks of it. So, look at that.
Yeah. Being a user of like TikTok, like I have seen that, and when you told me it was you, I was blown away.
Yeah, he's seen a bunch and had no idea it was us.
Really?
He's like, I have a TikTok, and it's the Blonde Boys. I was like, how's that go? He's like, we're Blonde Boys. What Blonde Boys do? It's like, what the fuck? I did not know that.
I had TikTok for about 2 days on my phone, because a lot of people I knew had it, and they're like, oh, this is the new shit. So I downloaded it.
Did you delete it?
I did, after about 2 days.
Okay.
I couldn't find a lot of entertainment in it, which it was weird, because like, I feel like I would.
I like watching TikTok cringe compilations on YouTube.
That's what it's mostly best for, but it's turning into the new Vine, like you said.
Yeah, because people are putting like memes on there, and they're finding ways to upload them. Like, you know, remember that point in Vine where people just figured out how to like put clips that they download onto Vine instead of just have... Because all of it was just people recording themselves. You had to record it. And then people found a way to put it on the app, like memes and stuff. And that's where you got the reaction memes making a big surge. And I guess the same thing is happening now on TikTok.
Yeah. Also, like, TikTok was Musical.ly at one point.
Was it the same app?
Yeah. It was the same app.
Oh, so Musical.ly is TikTok. Okay, yeah, I thought they were two separate things, and like TikTok kind of just Musical.ly out of the corner.
This might be completely wrong, and I might have heard this from a bullshit source, but I'm almost certain doesn't China own TikTok? Didn't they come and buy Musical.ly, and it's like a Chinese?
Oh, that's why you don't want to make an account.
Yeah, I don't want
them
to
steal your information.
That's why I didn't get the new face app thing.
I mean, the Facebook is already done. Twitter is already done.
Absolutely.
Social media site.
Nobody's safe. You might as well just sign up for everything.
Yeah.
You're already fucked.
They already have your face scanned in a million different systems. You might as well just get TikTok.
Well, because people put us in the, we were talking, I can't remember if we talked about it in person or on a Let's Play or in the podcast, but you know those aging,
face
feature.
App, yeah.
Yeah, the face app. You know how people can do a whole bunch of shit and people are like, oh, they're doing that so they can get algorithms of you when you look older just because,
you know,
they're
made
creepy.
FaceApp, right?
Who?
Russia.
Of course.
And yeah.
But like, so usually people would have a choice whether to have their face in it or not. You and I do not have
We didn't have that choice.
Did you use it?
No.
I didn't use it because I was like, I'm not downloading that. I don't want my face in that. And I was like, oh, luckily 500 preteens have already put my face through this algorithm. Yeah. More than most people's faces in it. So
we're probably one of the top ones.
Yeah.
Like at least in the top 1,000.
In the top 1,000, yeah. I saw a lot of them. So luckily, in terms of Russia's facial recognition program, you and I are in there pretty. They know our faces pretty well from a wide variety of our age differences, like pictures of me when I was 19, pictures of me when I'm 23. So they really kind of got the full scope in there. So thank you guys for helping Russia learn our faces a little bit better. Very excited for that.
They'll help them for when we visit.
Yes. They'll
know exactly where we are.
They'll always be able to locate us. That shit's freaky, man.
Don't they have the rights to use your face? Like, isn't that part of the contract?
Yeah.
What if you go to Russia and you just see both of your
faces? We didn't give them the rights to use our face. Other people gave them the rights to use our
face. So thank you, guys. Thank you for signing away our rights to Russia. I actually, the Chinese facial recognition thing, have you seen that before?
Yeah, it's the one horrifying that they use in schools and like on the streets and stuff.
And I saw the big Hong Kong protests going on right now. They got the protesters using like lasers to like block it. Mm-hmm. So they're like shining all the cameras. It's terrifying though. I saw a video where it was like a street in China and they were just recognizing everyone. Everyone had like a profile that would come up like with their name and like
age.
Wasn't
it like 7.5 million people were protesting recently, which is like...
Yeah, the Hong Kong shit's insane.
Is that around 50% of the population in that
area?
Hong
Kong?
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, Hong Kong is like... One thing that's cool about Hong Kong is they're like really... they've always been really like politically... they always... a lot of activism.
Well, because they can.
Yeah, they can. And that's why they're doing it so hard right now, because they're about to maybe not be able to.
Yeah.
So if you guys haven't read about the Hong Kong shit, go look that up. It's pretty fascinating.
You said 7.5 million?
I think I saw something that said it was 7.5 million people were protesting in the streets of Hong Kong.
Did you see the police? Amazing. The police were like paying gang members to like beat the shit out of people and stuff. Like just put masks on and like beat protesters up. Yeah.
Sounds like you're watching too much CNN, Matthew.
I'm sorry. It's crazy though. I really want to go to Hong Kong. That's like one of the places I've always wanted to visit.
Would you protest in Hong Kong?
I wouldn't.
Probably not. I don't want to get beat up by Hong Kong gangsters. And also, you know, I don't feel like it's my place to. I don't know.
Yeah, you don't want to be called the white savior.
Exactly. Because
as soon as you'd show up, they'd all, like, get behind you. Like, you were, like,
YouTube Matt
Damon
man
in the Great Wall.
Yeah. And then they would, you know, I can make my Facebook profile picture me with a bunch of Hong Kong children because I'm helping them out.
You'll have, like, an AK-47 held up
in
one hand.
Yeah. Leading the revolution. So, Freddie.
Yes.
Tell me something. You're from Canada, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Anyways.
Anyway, so Ryan.
Yeah, Canada.
wait a second. Are you in tune with what's going on in Canada?
Absolutely not. No,
I don't know about hashtag Canada Manhunt?
It's a really fun game of Manhunt
earlier
that's been going on.
Is it those two guys?
Yeah.
I have heard about that. They murdered two people, one from like Alaska.
They're suspects of... a couple being murdered, and they have been charged with an older man. He was a botanist. They're charged with his murder.
I did hear about it. He's on the run. I heard that they're making their way to Ontario. They're in like Saskatchewan or some shit.
Yeah, we like nobody knows, and like people are just assuming because they've been searching kind of like the same town in Gilliam, which is apparently just kind of like bumfuck nowhere. And if you go any farther.
Most
like
of Canada
east,
is bumfuck nowhere.
Yeah.
Look at it on a map.
Cities.
It's like, besides the cities, it just turns into like
wilderness.
The borders are just like squares. They're like, yeah, fuck all this area. It's whatever.
There hasn't been a sighting since like last Monday of the boys. So like they're either dead in the wilderness or really good at hiding.
Dude, I mean,
they brought in local law enforcement, RCMP, which is like Canada FBI, and they got help from Air Force. Huh?
The RCMP are the guy. Those are the Mounties.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh shit!
They have national jurisdiction, right?
Yeah.
Dude,
I read something that they're taking the military. Like the military was involved, but now they're not.
Well, the military lended them like an aircraft to use, okay, and then they took it back.
I gotta say, it might not be that hard to hide in Canada. There's so much just nothingness.
All you have
it's
to do
than America.
Is walk until you die. And then your remains will never be found.
And you don't get charged ever, or you don't get convicted.
You'll be eaten by bears, and no one will know the truth of why you slaughtered innocent people.
I hope that doesn't happen, though. I hope they catch them and make a Netflix documentary about it.
Making two murderers. I never saw the finale, like the season two of that show.
I think it's better than the first season because it focuses on someone who might actually legitimately be innocent instead of a disgusting human being who has made death threats to people from jail and burned his cat.
That's the shit, dude. It's
at
like
a young age.
Even if he didn't kill her, it's like, well, the dude threw a cat into a bonfire. It's hard to feel a little bit of sympathy. Like, yeah. You know, it's like, I didn't do it. Do you remember like early Super Mega? We would always joke about that, and we'd always joke about that woman, like his mom in the documentary.
You might need to watch it. Okay, so Freddie, the mom is this.
She's fine, dude. She's fucking fine.
She pretty much doesn't have teeth, and she like constantly does this, and she like blinks around. Like when you're looking at her, This isn't me trying to bully her, but you know when you look at a chicken, you're like you're thinking something, but. Who knows what you're thinking? Who knows what's going on? That's kind of what the vibe I get from her.
There was nothing going on. It was just her talking.
She reminds me of an annoying orange character, like a wrinkled old grapefruit.
Yeah.
If it was on the annoying orange and they put like a woman's face on it.
I don't know.
Steven didn't do it. I don't know. All I know is he didn't do it. We used to sit on the couch and watch it late at night. In our old apartment, I remember every time she'd come on the screen, you and I would just make those sounds because she just like radiates that energy.
Yep.
Just like,
but the like, so you and I were wrapped in. Did you ever see it, Freddie?
No, I never saw Making a Murder. Right?
Yeah.
No, I never saw it.
Do you have Netflix?
Yeah.
What do you mostly watch? Oh, it's I remember there's a plugin you can buy where you can get like everything. Well, I don't know if
like
you can
VPN,
still do it.
You could just go on to something.
But like, what's Canadian Netflix known for?
It's
Friends. Seinfeld?
No, we don't have Seinfeld.
The Office?
We have The Office. Is
Michael Scott?
No, it's basically like the same shit. I'm just pretty sure we have like less.
Ah.
Like what I mostly watch on it is like the last like six seasons of Family Guy. I don't really watch it. I just repeat it over because there's nothing else on that shit.
Nothing else on Family
there's
Guy.
There's nothing else
on the last six seasons of Family Guy.
No, Netflix. There's nothing.
But also, there's nothing on. On the last.
I thought you were like, nobody can touch the last six seasons of Family Guy.
Debatably the worst season of Family Guy. From one Family Guy connoisseur to another, I can say the last. Freddie, you got all the seasons of Family Guy on there. Why are you watching the last six?
No, there's just the last six.
You don't have the full thing?
No, dude. There's just the last.
Oh no, we don't have it on Netflix here. It's on Hulu.
Yeah,
it's every episode.
We have Friends, though. I've never seen Riverdale.
Oh, Riverdale seems awful.
Harrison has been watching it nonstop, and
it seems ridiculous. The whole show, you know, like in a two-parter episode, there's like a little quick part to show the first part of the episode. The whole show seems like the quick part of the previous episode. That's the whole episode.
So they're recapping, and then they'll introduce like a plot twist at the end, and you're like, what? And then they'll recap in the next episode up to that plot twist, and then another twist or something will happen.
The whole episode is a recap. That's what I feel like I'm watching.
I walked into Harrison watching it, and I was like, oh, and I watched probably 5 minutes, and I was like, what the fuck is this? It was so bad. It was horrible, and I couldn't get over it. It was just fucking, it's Cole Sprouse from Sweet Life.
Which one was he, Zach or Cody?
I honestly couldn't tell you, man.
Neither, dude, I can't
remember.
The
one that didn't get pussy.
in the show? Did they get pussy in Sweet Life?
Oh, yes, he was the smart one, but which one? Was he Zach or was he Cody? That's what we're trying to...
Cody, I think. Zach seems like a cooler name.
Is Zach the dick one?
Yeah.
The one that's like lady.
With the pee-pee picture?
And if he ever got a kiss from Ashley Tisdale, that would be statutory rape?
Yes.
In that show.
Not in real life.
By law.
If he did get a kiss in real life, it would be totally fucking awesome. But in the show, it would have
been. Now, since they're older.
Yeah, he can kiss her all he wants now. Or she can kiss him all she wants now. Yeah. She was fine, dude. When I was a kid, I had a big old crush on her.
I actually have a question that I wanted to pose to both of you. I was on YouTube, and I was just going through certain things. And I was looking up just past Oscar videos. And I looked up last year's winners, like 2014 winners, because they have Oscars on, they have their own channel, and they have past clips. They all had comments, and I like going through the comments section of like past awards, sound engineering, all this other stuff. And then I came across the year Roman Polanski won Best Director, and the comments were disabled. And I'm just wondering, did something happen with Roman Polanski?
I don't think so.
Okay. I'm not sure about that one.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
That might have been a mistake.
Yeah. I'm sure they just don't. Maybe he's been bullied for something.
He was getting
unfairly.
Mean comments because of his last name sounds funny. So they're like, let's turn him off so he doesn't feel bad about it.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
Cool.
Just making sure. Because I thought it was weird that I checked multiple other videos on the Oscars YouTube channel and all of those comments
were.
Yeah, they were very able.
They were very, very able.
They were there.
But Roman Polanski was disabled.
I bet it was because people were bullying because he was like short or something. Like,
yeah, dude, that's gotta be it. He's short, man.
Maybe he likes short people, short looking people.
he was in the new Tarantino movie, or someone portraying him, which we all saw.
Yes,
fantastic movie.
I really liked it. I've seen it twice so far, twice. And I would love to own it when it comes out.
I had a horrible time watching it, but I love the movie. It was a good
Freddie was having like a panic attack next to me. He was just halfway through the movie, he's like...
and I had to do everything. I had to piss so bad. I had to shit because I ate a hot dog.
But you don't want to miss the movie.
No, yeah. I had to sit there and like it just all hit me at once.
You had to shit so bad.
My like, shit after was so horrible. It was the worst smelling thing I've ever
had. The final scene, he like leaned over. He's like, dude, I have to shit so bad. Like the worst I've ever had to shit, but I can't get up and miss this. And I could just see him in his seat just kind of like...
squirming.
And he was like breathing all heavy and shit. I was like, oh man, poor Freddy. Dude, I thought you were actually about to like puke because you had to shit.
I thought
so
I was going to puke. It was,
I was
like
scared.
Fire inside.
You know how
of
I feel
stomach.
About puke.
Yeah.
I have a metaphobia, the fear of vomit. And one of the things that scares me the most is a situation like being in a movie theater next to someone that vomits because it's dark, it's unexpected.
The smell travels quickly.
You know, it's crowded. I don't have a lot of room to get up and move around.
I feel like I have full control over my vomit. Like if I have to vomit, or if I feel like I have to vomit, I can just not do it. But if I want to do it, you just
say watermelon, right? You're like watermelon.
Is that a thing?
It just fucking goes.
So if you have, I can't remember. If it's like if you have to sneeze, you're like watermelon. Ah, I didn't sneeze. It's one of those things from like middle school.
I remember that shit. One of them was like,
well, obviously not, because you just said you didn't remember.
No, I remember that type
of
thing.
Are you a liar?
I'm not lying. I don't have control over the. Well, I do. I think there's like a point with my body where it's like there's a point up to, there's like a threshold where it's like I might vomit and I'm able to control it. And there's a point when I hit that, I'm like, nope, here it comes. But at that point, when you're past that point, you're like, just get it out. Let's just spew.
Because there are two different types of vomit. There's the type of vomit where you are relieved that you are finally vomiting, and there's the type where you don't want it to happen and you're just trying to hold it in.
No.
Because I feel like if I'm like super drunk, or if I'm like, honestly, if I'm really full and I ate too much, if like I happen to throw up, I'm like, thank God.
It's incredible.
Thank you, Lord.
Feels great.
I wouldn't even have to throw up sometimes, but if I look at a toilet when I'm fucked up, it's just like instinct.
Oh.
It just comes
out. That's how I do it. No, for real. If I've had too much to drink.
For the dog.
And I need to make myself do the dirty, I just get down by that bowl. I look into the toilet bowl. I take in the scent. Boom.
The other day, I was fucked up. I was like dizzy, and I had to take a pee. But I looked at the toilet, and then the lighting. I felt like I was in a movie. The lighting was like shining down on me. There's like a shadow. I looked at the toilet, and I felt like the toilet was looking back at me.
That might be alcohol poisoning. That doesn't sound like.
And I was like, "This is meant to be." And I just projectile vomited standing up, and I got it perfectly in the toilet.
You
it
better
was beautiful.
Have. That was in my toilet.
So like, as you were vomiting, were you kind of like aiming it, and you were like, oh, this is cool. Sometimes when you're pissing, you play with the stream to be like, how much can I play with the stream until like it would not splash?
It reaches
outside.
like a mathematical point where it's like, uh-oh.
Like you,
that's
you
on
like
the
one where
bowl.
You stand back, you keep taking a step back when you're peeing, and then you have to rush.
Yeah, because when you stop peeing, it's real exponentially fast when the stream goes woo, and you're like, oh, I gotta rush back. You ever do that in a public bathroom?
No. Yes.
Yeah. Where it's like you're at the urinal. There's no one else in there, and you're like, take a step back.
You're like, damn, that's a good art.
It's a thrill. It's like, I can take one more step back.
And do then a little 360.
Next thing you do a 360 fast enough. And like the piss doesn't even.
You find out there's someone waiting behind you.
Oh, shit. No, I remember I was in a bathroom once. I was in a urinal.
Once.
I was inside of the urinal and one time. And I think I was in New Mexico, and I was in a gas station bathroom, and it was like 10 o'clock at night. And I'm like, there's no one around here. It's the perfect time to try the old take a couple steps back from the urinal, see how far that stream can go. So I'm taking steps back.
The piss arc routine.
Yeah, the piss arc routine. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, one more step. And the exhilaration was like so much serotonin in my brain. I'm like, what if I took one more step back? I take one more step back. And I'm feeling like levels of excitement and thrill I've never experienced. And I'm by myself in this bathroom and I'm like, what if I can get my back on the wall? And I go. And I get my fucking back on the wall, and someone walks in. Whoa. I hear the door, and I just fucking book it back to the urinal, and I got piss all over myself.
Shit, you know, you were just talking about like that excitement that you got.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, a grown man would have to go out barely like barely clothed and kill a giant elephant with huge tusks known as a woolly mammoth with a spear to get that rush.
That's true.
And now look how simple it is.
I can
just take a few steps back from the urinal.
Yeah, exactly. I can watch my golden arc. The golden arch.
The golden arch.
Yeah,
okay,
see?
How about that? The golden arch.
See that? We tied it back to one of the biggest corporations in the world, McDonald's.
One piss.
The golden arches. Yeah. That's how our brains work. That was good. I like that a lot. Freddie, do you have any commentary to add to that?
To the golden
arch? If your
piss
is golden, that means that you're dehydrated.
I'm gonna be honest. My piss is usually very yellow, and every time I
pee,
I'm like, "Fuck! I gotta drink more water."
You do need to drink more water. Matt goes on kicks every now and then. I'm not sure what kick he's in. You've been hanging out with him a lot recently, so maybe you can clue me in.
He's not a good person to ask, because I do have to say, you know, my nutrition habits. Freddie's a little.
I'm not asking him to judge you.
My nutrition habits are worse.
You're not a very healthy man.
I am so unhealthy.
We're gonna get in this debate. I can't wait to see who's more unhealthy.
You wanna? Speaking of unhealthy, would you like another beer, Freddie?
Yes, I would love.
Yeah, we don't have to hide the fact that we're drinking on the podcast.
We're all
oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. No, you don't have to hide. There you go.
Cool.
Continue.
You
were gonna start some debate.
There was going to be a debate, but I had a question that I have now forgotten.
No!
So we can just get into the debate.
It was
debate.
About Freddie's pee being yellow, and you were like,
my pee's never
talking
yellow.
About who's more unhealthy. And I was like, I think Freddie might, you know how unhealthy I am.
You
said
about
I get
my
on
diet?
You get on. I get on some kind of kick.
He gets on a kick where he'll carry around like a huge fucking jug of water, and he's really good about drinking water. Like
I
every
only did
day
that once.
You've done that twice, because there was the first time you did it, and then the second time you did it, you... No, you did it the first time, which got me to want to get a big jug.
Right,
and I
that's
did.
Right. I had the
then
big
Then you did
blue
it a
one.
Second time for like a few days. You carried around just kind of like a, just, I can't, I think you just carried around a gallon of whatever, like just like a milk carton or some shit.
That wasn't water, dude. That was gasoline. I was huffing.
You did have the broth phase as well.
I had the broth phase.
Basically, what I'm asking is, has my boy been doing good with water? Does he carry around a jug?
Honestly, these past 2 weeks, we just strictly been drinking beer.
Okay.
Yeah, and actually,
it's probably not the best.
Well, I've cut back on the liquor, Ryan.
Beer and wine.
Beer and wine.
I've not seen you drink liquor.
See? Yeah. Healthier.
Actually, we went to was Armenian grocery store. Do you remember that? It was like 3 days I was here.
Was it just a grocery store in Glendale, or was it an Armenian grocery store?
Anyways, we went through like the liquor aisle, and I wanted to buy like Hennessy and like Grey Goose, and this guy's like, no,
disgusting.
He's like, no, I'm done on liquor.
You can't just put down some Captain Morgan.
You just saying that made me feel nauseous. I want to cut back on liquor. I'll still drink a lot of beer, a little bit of wine,
a little bit,
but it's like liquor is
a good movie pour.
Yes, a good movie pour. Liquor was making me feel too bad. I'm like, I don't know if it's because I'm getting a little bit older and I'm creeping towards 24, and now
Matured. You're becoming
I'm blossoming into a man.
A mature man who knows his limits when drinking.
Absolutely.
You're not a child
anymore.
You've
seen it, Ryan. You know I know my limits. Fred being here has been dangerous because we'll be in my room and we'll be like editing something, and he'll be like, you want one more beer? I'll be like, yeah, just one more. And then we'll like split it, and then like 5 minutes later, he's like, you want one more? I'm like, yeah, just one more. And then I wake up and I'm like, ah, oh, fuck. But Freddie is more unhealthy than me.
Candy than you?
Yes, he does.
I'm a big
He offered
candy.
Me candy today. I said no.
Really?
He said, you want a Starburst?
I offer candy every day. I always have Starburst in my favorite.
See, yes, there's literally two Starbursts next to him on the couch
now. Two pinks. Is pink your favorite Starburst?
Yes.
It could either have been your favorite or least favorite, because you might have saved those for the last.
These are my favorite. America's got, we don't have this in Canada. We have just like the Starburst where it's all like different colors and stuff, but America has like the one, it's like a thing of Starburst, but it's only red and pink.
Wait. Because usually our packaging is all the colors, orange, yellow.
You can get ones that's just red and pink.
Yeah, I found
kind of like when they have the shitty blue packs of the Skittles. Does anybody like those blue packs?
I used to. I'm not a big fan. They just remind me of road trips, because that's always why I get at the gas station on a road trip.
It's kind of like they asked Kroger, hey, could you make what you would make if you had to copy us, but we couldn't be allowed to sue you into a candy? And they're like, sure. And then they just put Skittles blue. You're like, okay, I just don't like that flavor. I like green, the sour Skittles.
Ooh, those are good.
Yeah.
My favorite.
Like the shit that they have on it, it's like
you can just suck on. I just suck on them.
It's like no other sour
candy
clip that out
there. Like, you know, like Sour Keys or like Sour Patch Kids.
Sour Keys?
The shit that they put. Yeah, you know, they're like keys. They look like keys, but they have like sour stuff on
them. I don't think we have those here.
You definitely do.
We do not have Sour Keys. Have you ever heard of Sour Keys, Ryan?
No.
Never heard of Sour Keys.
Are they shaped like keys?
They're shaped like keys. They're
we don't have
keys.
Those.
Like
I promise one. We don't have those in America.
Like,
wow.
Unlocking a door.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, but they're like big. No, they're like for like an old door or some shit. They're ginormous.
We do not have.
We don't have Sour Keys, dude. We have every
sweet wrenches.
Yeah, we have sweet wrenches. Got bitter screws. fucking like, Freddie's actually been reminding me to drink water, which says something.
Gotta drink water though.
I do need to drink water. I'm just bad about drinking water. I don't know why. Like I'm just not apt to drink. I'm not good at it.
It's not hard.
It's not a skill I've mastered yet.
It's not like you're eating something you don't want to eat. Everyone craves water, right? I mean, we all went through a stage as a kid where you're like, I don't like water. I'd rather have Coke.
I don't think I ever grew out of that. I feel like I'm still
I've
in
always
that.
Loved water. Water has always been one of my favorite drinks.
I do love water,
like water.
Yeah.
With like ice in it.
I woke up in the middle of the night last night and I was thirsty and I'm like, I'm going to go to the kitchen and get some water. And then I remembered I had a Sprite in the fridge from dinner that I got a drive through McDonald's Sprite and I only had a couple sips. So I put it in the fridge.
Oh, so it was, that is really good.
It is good.
That's a good soft drink. If you like order McDonald's and you have that plastic,
paper, yeah,
whatever. Paper cup they have, just the ice they have in it. If you can put that in your fridge and you don't need to age it, but it's just like just in that cup is one of the best experiences.
It's like a wine, you know. Drink. It's like an aged wine. Where I honestly do think that if you have a cup of Sprite, you let it become a little bit flat, cool off in the fridge for a couple hours, maybe even a whole day.
Mm-hmm.
That's starting to push it, but a day is when you know, like I'd say probably 6, 7, 8 hours is the peak. You take that out, you take a sip. It's fucking good. It's better than when you get it straight from the like the tap. Like, it's actually, I know people are gonna be like, "What the fuck are you talking about? It's disgusting." I guarantee there'll be people in the comments that like know exactly what we're talking about. You're on a road trip, you got some Sprite, you fall asleep, you wake up 4 hours later, you take a sip of that. It's gotten a little bit flat, it's a little lukewarm. It's not bad.
You can
other
still
sodas,
enjoy it.
No, but Sprite, yes, Sprite does it.
My favorite thing to get at the movies in terms of just quenching my thirst is I'll always change the snack. I always go for the same drink, which will be a Coke Icy. Which is just like, you get the I like the taste of Coke, but there's something about an Icy where it makes my brain go, you're not drinking something so you don't have to pee. So like, I'm confident that I won't have to pee while watching a movie if I just have a Coke Icy, even though it is just a form of water.
It's like cold fluffy Coke.
Or a liquid.
Do you have Coke in Canada?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. But what's an Icy?
What?
No, fuck
wait,
off,
with the polar bear with the
shut
red
up,
shirt?
Freddy. You have Icy's in Canada.
Maybe. No, does he have a red shirt?
I see that little smirk on his face. He's lying.
No, I'm just I'm just laughing. What is an Icy?
Do you know what a slushy is?
Yeah.
It's like,
it's not a slushy though.
It's not.
It's different. You really don't have Icy's
it's,
in
it's
Canada?
Like the
if it's like a slushy, then yeah, but
No, it's a brand of slushy.
The thing is, slushy usually is kind of like they'll have thicker chunks of ice sometimes in there. Or like the worst you can get, and a lot of people like them, are they used to sell, and I used to get it all the time, at Sonic's Drive-In. Is it called Sonic Drive-In?
It is.
Oh, look at them. Yeah, look at me. Okay, so they'll have the Powerade. It's like an Powerade slush.
It's a slush, yeah.
But it's just a bunch of crumpled up ice with Gatorade put in it, with like blue Gatorade put in. That's what it tastes and kind of is like.
It's the cheapest excuse of a slushy that
yes.
man could make.
But I still got it almost every time back in high school.
I mean,
ice crushed up with Coke in it.
No, not
think
at all.
About this.
Not
this
at
is,
all.
This is like ice cut up to the. Cut up to where it's kind of like sand.
Snow. It's like snow.
Or snow, yeah, except just a little looser. So it just goes down so smooth. If you get down to the bottom, the first sips are always the sweetest. It always ends with it kind of being a little watered down. But the first sips, because the syrup is at the bottom usually, or like it starts to kind of go down.
Yeah. No. Freddie.
It's about the same thing, but Icy is always.
The texture is like. I've never had a knockoff.
I've probably had it, just not called Icy.
It's the polar bear?
No, we don't have polar bears. Where is it from?
You definitely have polar bears in Canada, dude.
No, we have polar bears, but what brand is
they
it?
They eat
Icy.
People.
It's literally, the brand is Icy. Icy.
No, we do not have that.
Hold Freddy, on. It's a carbonated
if we have
slushy. It, that's one of the things, is it's carbonated, it's delicious.
I've had that before.
It's colorful.
Though.
No, but listen, it's like it's snow.
Doesn't that just bring
that
joy?
That right there? That brings me joy.
We don't have those.
Fuck! Can we get an Icy machine in the Super Megaplex?
It won't be the same, will it?
You can get official Icy machines.
Okay. I mean, I'm
dude,
not
dude, come on. How fucking great would that
the
be?
The people that support us on Patreon are just like, God damn
really?
It.
Really?
Okay,
so our money's going towards... Okay, cool.
They're just making a big playhouse. They're still recording in the Grumps.
Seen the Grumps office? That's a big playhouse.
I've seen people kind of getting upset. Like, I saw a few people upset, and it's not the majority. It's a very small percentage. They'll get upset because we're still recording in the Grump space, and they're like, then why are we helping out with Patreon, or why would people need to help out with Patreon? And honestly, it's because it takes a long time, because we're having to get people to soundproof rooms, and we're trying to get... The Grumps have everything set up, and they paid people here to set up kind of like the cords, so it's just a touchscreen, and you can press Xbox, and it changes to Xbox. We're going to legitimately be kind of jerry-rigging it for the first few bits, because we're going to have to actually plug everything in ourselves and get it to work on the computer through the Elgato HD. Not right now. Maybe in the future we can hire some people to come fix that stuff for us.
I would love to,
but
in the future. But
it's all DIY.
We're in the soundproofing phase. We got some people coming to soundproof everything up, which is a surprisingly long and expensive process. So
good sound.
We have both been very
sweaty.
Busy. Ryan's been out of town, and then I'm about to go out of town. I'm about to go to Bangkok. Actually, like next week, I'll be in Thailand visiting some family. So I'm very excited for that. So we're real busy. But once we're back from all that shit, it's Super Megaplex time, baby. We're going to fucking... And then September, we're taking a little trip too. But I don't want to announce that yet.
Are you excited for Thailand?
I'm very excited for Thailand. I heard they got good Thai food there.
Yeah.
Ryan had the most like expressionless blinks. I was waiting. I was like, maybe I was like, Ryan will laugh at this one.
No, I just don't get it. I'm kidding.
What do you mean? What's the joke?
I'm excited to go though. I'm not prepared for how spicy it's going to be. Because apparently like a lot of the food in Thailand is just like extraordinarily spicy.
Just do what you normally do. Cry. Jumping jacks before you eat.
Yeah, that does help.
Every meal.
The aerobics do help. It's going to kill me, man. Because like...
I hope not.
I legitimately die.
We still got a channel to run that.
We do have to run the... Well, if I die, you can have the channel.
Well, yes, but that's a lot of work on my shoulders. Do I still get... Then do I get Jackson and Harrison after that?
Sure.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
I bestow them upon you.
Okay.
I mean, I own the rights to Jackson Harrison, so I will be...
You own them as humans.
I'll sign over their human rights to you, and you can do whatever you want with them.
It's okay. Like you're the godfather.
Yeah, Ryan's their godfather. Ryan, you do know. You do know when I have a kid, you will be the godfather, right?
Will I?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Of course.
What's Jackson going to be?
I don't give a shit. Jackson looks like the creepy uncle that I'd have to keep the kids away from. You, on the other hand, would be a nice, loving godfather.
The only reason you can say that about Jackson is because you know full and well he does not listen to the podcast.
That's exactly why I can say that.
You could get away with it.
But am I wrong? About Jackson? Freddie, you can be half godfather. You guys can split the duty. I'll say this is Uncle Freddie, this is Uncle Ryan.
Make us like married or some shit?
Nah, well, like...
I don't know how laws work in Canada, but in America...
Emotionally, no. Yes. Legally, no.
I don't know if I could half do Jackson.
No one said anything about Jackson. This is you and Ryan.
Oh, for the child? No.
What are you talking about?
Are you turning down being the godfather of my future child?
Wait. No.
What are you talking about? Yes
or
no?
We were talking about Jackson getting Jackson.
No, I get all of Jackson.
You own Jackson, and if I die,
I'm the one that makes the decision whether you get some of Jackson or not. Not Matthew. Matthew already made the decision to give them all to me. He can't take that.
I will put that. That is my
will.
That's
a verbal contract.
That is a verbal contract. If I die,
sorry, I'm getting a little antsy because I don't want to lose Jackson.
For Harrison. Harrison, come over and cook.
Well, especially Harrison.
Can I take Harrison?
Harrison cooks dinner.
Did you just not hear him? He said he gave Harrison to me. You're the only person you're getting in this situation is half of the ownership of the godfather title for his child.
Yeah. But that means I have to actually, like, I have to
this
give a woman a child.
Sorry, I got a little agitated. Maybe
it's
more
okay.
than necessary or warranted, but I,
you know what?
I could not lose that good of a deal.
It's a good deal.
It is.
It's a very good deal.
What if I actually die?
So you understand why
like a lawyer
erratic.
Knocks on your door?
I was just confused.
Okay.
I was just confused.
I'm sorry.
I thought I was allowed to get half of Jackson for a second. I got excited.
Well, yeah, I would understand. I mean, exactly. I just got him, and I'm still just overwhelmed
but
with positivity.
If Ryan chooses to bestow any amount of time, if you want to allot certain days of certain
can you
months,
play? Can you play catch? He likes playing catch. I could give.
Yeah, I got a softball mitt. You know.
Okay.
Softball. We're not talking. We don't play that pussy sport in America.
We do.
Pussies play
in
softball.
In fact, church.
I got a football mitt.
Usually, men at your local church will start their own softball league.
Weird. But can we join some fucking like local church's softball league?
Yes.
Like, but just like for shits and giggles.
Start your own church. Start your own softball league.
That's not a bad idea.
All right.
I always will throw it overhand as a pitcher. They're like, stop! And I'm like, sorry. I'll do it again.
Dude, what if we joined some local, like, tiny Episcopal, like, church's softball league, and our goal was to be as sincere as we could and the nicest dudes,
but
try to get
awful.
Kicked off.
But be
and,
awful.
Like, try to push it to the point where we're not purposely being bad with it, or we're not being mean or anything, but we're just so bad that they have to tell us to stop playing softball.
Now, I can see y'all boys really shine when you play. In terms of your love and spirit for the Lord, but unfortunately that the Lord does not help you shine in this sport, and we're gonna have to ask you to gracefully leave the team. This isn't something God wants or the team wants. It's something you want.
But He has a plan for you boys. All right,
God has a plan for everyone,
dude.
But not everyone. If you come to church, maybe.
I honestly, like, want to do this so bad. I want to go join a local church's softball team and just try to get, like just a one-way ticket off the team.
Just when you go up to bat, make it the most comically stupid shit where it's like people are like, is this a movie? Go up to the plate and face the opposite direction and like towards the umpire and the catcher. And then they're like, wrong way. Oh, oops. And like try to pull off that charm that you have of just being bewildered by something and thinking, that, what? I'm just so innocent in nature in terms of not knowing these things.
I just imagine like every time they throw the ball and I'm up to bat, even if I don't hit it, I still drop the bat and run. Start, like, to the next base.
But like you're serious about it. You're like,
I'm like fucking, I'm taking off. And they're like, stop. No, go back. And
when they ask you to walk back, you're still like, woo! Like you're still like super excited about it.
I'm like so fucking hyped that because in our minds, we have to be so good at the game. Like,
yeah.
Like we don't know.
We're putting
bad.
Our all into it. There's no way we could be bad.
Through Christ, like Christ is empowering us to be good at fucking softball. What even is softball? What's the difference? Like what is
it's, it's a larger ball. The pitcher throws underhand. There's also some other stuff, I'm sure, but those are the main two differences that people see visually between the two sports. That's not it. I'm sure there's a difference in terms of rules and certain things like that.
It's a much larger ball. It's not just like a big ball.
It's like, you know how baseball's like that?
Yeah, it's a soft
like
ball.
It's huge. It's ginormous. So softball gloves typically will have a larger pouch.
They're ginormous. They're huge gloves.
They got softball in Canada?
Yeah. I think I have a softball glove. Like, I think that's all I have.
Freddie Dredd's softball
I've
glove.
Never played baseball or softball in my life. That's like my least favorite sport.
Yo, I fucking love softball. It's Freddie Dredd. Love throwing that softball. I beat your head. Can I get one of those clean bitches? The
Beach.
That's Ooh. It. That's the Freddie Dredd.
Is that what you're known
right
for?
There.
Yeah, it's either like it's either Doom Shop motherfucker or bitch.
I like you have a very clean bitch.
It's very clean.
Your bitch is really clean.
You listen to
Freddie.
The music.
I have worked on it.
Your bitch is incredibly clean.
How long did it take you to clean your bitch?
It took me about like probably a year to clean my bitch.
You trained that bitch well.
You
started
did.
Off
you,
as
you
bitch, and then it was bitch, and then it was bitch.
Well, I'm just super happy that you're able to just clean your bitch so
have
well
such
and
a
really
clean bitch.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I found your music through our friend Bill, our friend Kill Bill the rapper, not the movie, the rapper.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Rav were playing a little ditty. Because that's the name of one of his songs.
Come on.
And
is it Little Diddy or is it Diddy?
Diddy.
Oh.
It's good.
Diddy.
Can you create a sequel and name it Little Diddy?
Little Diddy for Matt and Ryan.
Okay.
And then the next sequel will be Big Diddy and then maybe Medium Diddy.
Slightly above average Diddy. But
jar size Diddy.
Jar size? So fucking specific.
The prequel jar size Diddy.
but they were playing something one night and I was like, God, this slaps. And I Shazammed it. And it was by an elusive creature named Freddie Dredd. And then I listened to some more Freddie Dredd, and I was like, this is some good. You remember when I found out I kept playing in the car, and you were like, God, this is annoying.
I did say that.
You
did.
You fucking hated it, didn't you?
Yeah, I couldn't stand it.
My shit's trash. I hate it.
No, Freddie, your shit's good. He's been mixing records in my house. It's been interesting to watch, but
haven't done that. No, that's not me.
I hit him up on Instagram, and then he was like, I love Super Mega. Ha, yes, Daddy likes
Super
Matt
Mega
Watson from
favorite.
Super Mega.
Matt and Ryan, I love Super Mega. So
I love
much.
Super Mega. I actually
so
funny.
You actually sent me an audio clip through the DMs, Freddie, and you were like, "Hey, I love you. I just want to be on your podcast. If you can make that happen."
That's not what I said. I said it.
I don't want to say what you said because there's a few epithets that would tank my career. But
oh,
yes,
dude,
that's the general
he's been staying
idea.
With me. I believe I've heard it. Yeah. He
just say the whole thing.
He did that funny thing where he wrote like, you know, how there's other things. Like, I asked her to prom by writing prom on my penis and I showed it to her. He wrote podcast on his penis.
By the way, if you do that, that is sexual assault.
Yes. Do not do that. That is legitimately like that's exposing yourself to somebody. Don't do that.
Excuse what?
Freddie, did you do that?
I did that once.
You wrote prom on your penis?
That's I did it.
Were you in high school?
He wrote penis on his penis.
You were in high school when you did this, correct?
No, I was in elementary school. It was to the graduation.
He went up on stage.
I said, will you graduate with me on my ass? And then I wrote balls on my dick. And then
Because you don't have any balls. People to know that this is where the balls would be.
I only have a dick.
But he didn't know where the balls went, so he wrote balls on top because he thought that's where the balls
One day they just disappeared. I don't know where they are.
To this day.
It's like every now and then I'll like check a few pockets after the wash, still can't find them.
Still no balls anywhere.
To be honest, I wished them away and they just they left. They're gone in the morning.
It's one of those like you have a dream and you wake up and you're like, oh. And you look and your balls are gone. You had like a dream about you lived in a world with no balls and you wake up and it's true.
How beautiful it would be.
A beautiful world
without balls. I hate those
shits. Balls fueling all the violence in the world.
Dude, if there were no balls, you know how much world peace there'd be? Balls fuel, like think about this, guys. Think about how much shit in the world is fueled by sex and by lust. That's because of balls. That's a little dangling sack, little shriveled up scrotum with two little round little chestnuts in there. That's the cause of most of the world's problems is balls.
Yeah.
Like if you want to break it down to specifics, it's balls.
I'm not arguing.
Sounds like you're arguing.
I did not.
You want to see my balls?
No. You're still pulling them out. I said no, so this is harassment.
No, it's not, Ryan.
I'm saying
You've seen my balls so many times.
Does that give you the right to just whip
them
out whenever you want?
Nobody has seen my balls more than you.
That is true, but does that
give you the right? Nobody has seen my balls more
than Does that give you the right to whip out your balls when I say no?
Are you really saying no? Can I not do it? I see the smile.
Waiting. You know, I think like I'm. You see how happy I am.
How about I pull them through my zipper?
Very happy.
I'm happy that you respect me that much. But pull your balls out
through my zipper, not through the top of my pants. Balls. See?
Oh wait, whoa! Freddie said he didn't want to see your balls.
Freddie, don't look.
Freddie, are you okay?
Don't look, Freddie. What do you think about those balls?
I think Freddie. Don't look at Freddie.
Stop, Freddie.
Those balls are still out. No. For people wondering.
He blew some Juul smoke on my balls. Thank you, Fred.
Did you feel the gust?
I did. It was very nice. It's very fucking hot in the recording room. And I do have to say, you blowing that cool Juul smoke on my balls was incredibly...
You can put them away now.
I can keep them out for the rest of the podcast.
Is that a power move?
A bit. It's a bit of an ego thing for me.
Okay.
It's a bit of a kind of a power move.
I hope you forget that and we go so out just to kind of like get some fresh air.
Just walking around, get arrested, exposing myself. Freddie,
is the zipper not like fucking touching? Is that not like?
What do you mean,
horrifying?
Dude? My button is broken on my slacks.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
see,
he's pulling them out of one
I
of the.
I thought he had the button still up.
No, he's pulling them out of his
the side of my underwear. My briefs.
Yeah,
and they're sitting plump upon my pants.
They are just sitting. Those will continue to be balls. They won't be anything else.
You like them? Yeah, they're not going to change. There's not going to be any more balls or any less balls. There might be less balls when I put them back, but as of right now, there will be no more or less balls than this. Unless Ryan wants to remove his testicles from his gym shorts.
I'm sweaty right now.
It's hot, dude. Yeah. I'm actually going to put these things away. I don't want to. This is why we don't do our podcast as a visual
video?
Podcast. Yeah.
I just don't think I could ever be as comfortable if there was a camera. We tried the talking show.
Yeah, you know, it's like there's definitely a more laid back feel with audio podcasts. And I do love visual podcasts. I just know personally between me and Ryan, we're the chillest when we're just us in a room, and there's nothing but those audio waves. And if we had a camera, we'd be a little too. We're self-conscious bitches.
Yeah.
We'd get up in our heads about how we look and
all the time.
Be like, people are watching, not just listening. Now, other podcasts that do it, they do it great. But Ryan and I, not so much, you know?
It's because we're little
bitches. It's understandable. I wouldn't want to be on camera either.
Have you ever been? Did you ever stream or anything like that?
No, man. This is my first podcast. I've never done an interview. I always
wait,
turn
really?
Down
he
interviews.
Was offered.
Wait, do you actually on it? Like, do you on like you turn down interviews?
Yes.
Why is that? Because it makes you a little too anxious, or are you just kind of like, I just don't feel like doing that? Like,
I'm
what
not,
is that?
Like, too comfortable with portraying my actual self and doing a genius video on Cha-Cha, for example. Is absolutely ridiculous in my mind because the lyrics were nothing. It was just something I wrote on the spot. And it's literally, I say, damn son, these bitches want some white. I don't want to make myself a fool. On
sit
some,
down and try to like break it down.
Yeah, like I would have to
do it. You should do it.
I was going to do it and like make some fucked up shit. It's like, damn son, these bitches want some. Be like, my grandma really wanted some. She really wanted some of this shit. And I no, bitch, you are dumb.
No,
fuck
bitch.
Off.
You can't
go no. Die.
You can't have gluten or meat. You are allergic to both.
Unfortunately.
it's about as gluten intolerant. You break down Cha-Cha.
I will eventually do the genius thing, though. I'm not right now.
I mean, if it makes you feel
genius
better.
Genius is
dude.
Like, oh, it's his choice now,
oh, okay,
is it?
Okay, okay. No, fuck him.
It
I would love to. Genius throwing this out
it's
there.
It's my choice. It's my body.
Have you ever thought about doing voice acting?
That's the whole end goal.
He said that's like his end goal is do voice acting.
I have a really good voice for I can picture it. When you just did what you did and the solid bitch you gave earlier.
Bitch.
It kind of came back together. You know when something recontextualizes a whole experience and you look back at it and you're like, "Okay, now I see how that fits together." The bitch was the start of that. What you just did just now made me circle back and think, "Yes, I would love to hear you do voice acting."
Yeah, no, voice acting is actually like my end goal of this whole rap shit. Like, I want to say musician at heart. I don't want to say I produce.
It's good. He was playing guitar the other day.
I make a lot of music. Like, the rapping shit, I was just trying to do what, like, I was listening to a lot of Xavier Wolf, Young Lean, a lot of people that would just do it in their own home. And then
I like Xavier Wolf.
I love Xavier Wolf.
Yeah, LA legend. But, like, that's what I was trying to do, and then when I realized, like, Freddie Dredd's a whole voice and, like, a character in mm-hmm. a way. It's not me. And that's, like, what I want to do. I figured out, like, if I can get my foot in the door of, like, having, like, an agent, a really good agent to, like, put me on something where I can even audition for a voice acting gig, like, I would, fuck yeah. Like, that's what I want to do. I feel like I could do that, and that's what I want to do. I don't like putting my face on shit. Being behind like a microphone and just saying shit, that's what I like to do. That's what I've always done.
That's what you're doing right now.
That's what I'm doing
Sitting on a couch in a room that's probably 95 degrees.
Yeah, it sucks. It's miserable.
It's so fucking
We're
going
to have
right
to cool
now.
It down before the next.
Do you
want to
take a 10-minute break and wrap this thing up after that? We got to do an ad read. Wait a second. Freddie, cue the ad read.
MeUndies.
No, you're not doing the ad read. I don't think it's MeUndies this time. You're introducing the ad read segment. Bitch.
Bitch, we got a fucking ad read right now, bitch. Fuck you. Here we go.
Is that good?
And that's gonna start the ad read. Here we go.
All right, here we go.
Press play, Freddy. Packing your toiletries somehow always involves a delicate game of stacking and space hacking.
What does that mean?
I don't know. And don't get us started on lotion exploding all over your DOP kit.
God!
Does DOP mean cool?
No, DOP is like, it's a toiletry bag.
Oh, okay. It looks like slang.
You know those like it sounds like slang. You know those like leather.
That's a DOP kit.
Like leather bags that you like open up. They fold open for all your toiletries.
But that's why Quip electronic toothbrushes work just as well at home as they do on the go. Tell us more, Matt.
Well, Ryan, the compact and wireless design tucks easily in the corner of your carry-on or your back pocket if you're just spending the night. Fellas, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Plus, the travel-ready cover protects your brush from sandy swimsuits and luggage slip-ups in case you want to go swimming within your pocket. And the 3-month battery life will last through a season filled with weekends away. They're making it easier than ever to keep up with your wake-up and wind-down routine when you're out of office.
You know what I like about the Quip brush, Matthew?
Tell me, brother.
Those sensitive sonic vibrations. They use those for an effective clean that's gentle on your sensitive gums.
Freddie, could you not make any noise during this?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Reason is because because
we're being paid to do this. You're not being paid to do this. We're being paid to do this. So
people brush too hard, and some electronic toothbrushes are just too abrasive. What's another talking point, Matthew?
Well, there's a built-in 2-minute timer that pulses every 30 seconds to remind you when to switch sides and to help you clean your whole mouth evenly. Why? Why? Sorry, I blanked out. Why? Up to 90% of us don't brush for a full 2 minutes or don't clean evenly. You think you're just getting in there and going on both sides for like 5 seconds? No, that's not doing shit, guys.
Yeah, Matt, you have a Quip, don't you?
I do. I use it legitimately every single day. And one thing I think that is actually awesome about it is that it sounds like they asked me to say, one thing I think is awesome. They didn't ask that. I'm legitimately saying the battery life, you never have to charge it or anything. And I recently got my first refill in the mail. I opened up the package, came in a real nice little silver package, opened it up. There's a brand new toothbrush head with batteries in there for a brand new charge and a brand new shiny paste of toothpaste.
Good Lord. And that's why we love Quip, Matt, you know? And that's especially why you're taking it on your trip to Bangkok.
Absolutely. I will be taking my trip to Bangkok. If you don't believe me, find me in Bangkok and I'll show it to you.
Quip starts at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/supermega right now, you can get your first refill pack for free.
That's your first refill pack for getquip.com/supermega.
Yep.
So go get that. It's the best toothbrush we've ever had.
Link in the description.
I keep trying to convince Jackson Harrison to do it. I'm like, guys, get this toothbrush.
It'll change your effing lives.
And I'm not telling them to do it because we would get better results from the ad agency. I'm saying do it because it's good. It's a good toothbrush.
You burped in their ad read. What are they going to do about it, huh?
Yeah, what are they going to fly down to Los Angeles and kick my ass? I'd like to see you try Quip.
Anyways, Quip, that's all you paid for.
Yep.
Probably more, honestly.
Yeah, actually,
it's
you
more
guys...
more than what they paid for.
They require 30 seconds mandatory in what we do, two and a half minutes?
Yeah.
We're still doing it right now. So we're actually losing money by still carrying this on. So
and that's why brands flock to us.
Yes, absolutely. So, Freddie, thank you for sitting there while we did our ad read.
About
what?
Sorry your podcast is so fucking bad. You know?
I'm just sorry about that. You had to do that.
Why are you sorry?
We love it.
We love these brands.
Oh, I have a Quip.
The brand?
Home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The brands...
It's because of you.
Make us... happy.
They make us who we are.
I would not be who I am without the brands.
Super Mega isn't Super Mega without other brands supporting it.
Amazing.
And making us say things.
Wow.
Absolutely.
They're not making us. Well, there's a contract involved.
And but if we bring up the contract, we
wait, can we not bring it up?
We could probably bring it up. I don't know.
Who knows?
We're about to get sued, so.
What the fuck was that?
What was that?
Was that necessary?
You guys took it too far this time.
Not only did you diss the ad,
you dissed the entire ad agency that supplies you with the ad reads. Why did you guys, honestly, you guys think it's a good idea? And been in the podcast, you're joking it off?
And you're just laughing about it.
Are you laughing now, buddy? You're doing a voice of the ad agency, making further fun of them?
You're making them seem like a real big dope. Like when you give them that stupid voice. It sounds like this. Ooh, do, do. Now, I honestly don't think that it sounds that bad.
No, it's more like... Ooh, do, do. And the thing is, you thought that, you know, by joking about it would make us less mad at you because now you're legitimately worried that you've crossed a boundary with the ad agency and you're going to lose financial money.
So what do you do as an online entertainer? What they all do. You trek back and you say, it was just a joke.
Exactly.
Well, guess what? This lawsuit isn't a joke and you're going to have to face it. Probably multiple weeks, months, and years in court. See how long you can fucking fight us off, you tiny fucking channel. We have millions of dollars. We're Quip.
Are you guys actually getting sued right now?
Shh, we can't.
You'll find out.
You guys will find out.
Yeah, we'd probably be very open with the fact we're being sued unless we can't.
If we got sued, I'd definitely be like, hey guys, we're getting sued.
Can't say by who.
No, but we are being sued by NAMBLA for some things we said. The president is suing us. Can the president sue people?
Which one?
Any president.
Okay.
Like are you able...
A former president?
Well, yes. As a sitting president, are you able to
George
sue
George Bush
somebody?
Sr. can't sue us anymore.
No. What? Oh, yeah. He basically, like, what's funny about that?
Nothing.
Do you get it, though?
I get it, but it's not funny.
Okay,
exactly.
Good.
You passed the test.
Good.
You're about to become an American citizen.
So you understand it.
I understand, yeah, but it's not funny.
Thank you. Yeah. Why isn't it funny?
Because this is disrespectful.
Yeah, exactly. Why is it disrespectful?
Because
I agree, but...
You know, I'm not an American citizen, you know. It's not funny to laugh at, what you know, him, senior. And it's just not funny, you know.
Him, senior. This isn't a chapter in the Bible. This is a man.
Why would it not be funny to laugh about him?
Because, you know, it's just not respect. You know, laughing at people in a situation is just...
What situation?
He's just in a situation right now. Where
he's no longer in a situation. I mean, he's in a box under the ground.
He's in the ultimate situation.
Yeah, in that's hell. What I'm saying.
He's burning in hell for eternity.
I love this fucking...
Show him a little respect. He's suffering a lot.
He's suffering right now in hell, dude. Come on. Show the man a little respect. Dude, I fucking love, like... There were some people that got legitimately upset when I was talking about Ronald Reagan burning in hell in the Christmas video. I like the trend. I mean, every president's going to hell.
Well, they don't like it. I'm sure he doesn't like it as well.
Like it
it's painful
hot,
as shit.
It's hot down
burning
there.
Burning in eternity for hell.
Ronald Reagan is not having fun burning eternity. In hell. Neither is George Sr. So I don't want to hear any more jokes about it.
No more senior jokes?
No more senior jokes.
Okay.
Martin Luther King's burning in hell because he cheated on his wife.
Yes. Listen. No, wait. As terrible as that sounds, he did a lot of great for our world and our
we're
nation.
We're not saying that he didn't. He was a wonderful
person. One of the most leading voices.
He's what everyone should look to. They should look at Martin Luther King
Absolute
and say, I need to be like this person. He fights for what's right in a situation which shows him that there's a tidal wave of negativity and adversary marked for him. The crosshairs are on him.
He pushed forward despite being put in jail, death threats, which ultimately cost him his life. Unfortunately, though, because he did cheat on his wife, that negated that stuff, and he did end up going to hell.
We're not happy about it.
No, I'm not happy about that at all.
What do you think, Freddie?
I don't think anybody's happy about him going to hell.
No, not at all.
No. He's a fucking hero. He's probably going to cut this out of the podcast.
This is really funny, though. Who's going to be mad? Legit. Okay. Do you think you would go to hell?
Yes.
Yeah, I would go to hell.
I think I'd probably go to hell.
I think any regular person would go to hell.
Like, yeah.
Well, people are just sinful.
And if you don't go to hell... Like, the rules to go to... You're a fucked up person if you go to heaven. Like, it just sounds like that.
Who deserves...
You're a psychopath if
What
you go
human
to
can you think of deserves heaven? You know?
You're a psychopath if you go to heaven.
Yeah, no, really. It's like, the rules to go to heaven are so fucked.
Hey, you listener. So much shit. You know your grandma that just died and went to heaven? Yeah, she's a fucking psychopath.
She's a fucking whore.
Like, what do you have to do to get in heaven? How does it make you a psychopath? You have to not kill people. You have to not steal from your neighbors.
That isn't really the definition of psychopath.
Yeah.
No. You can't support gay people. You can't, like...
Yeah, well, guys, we're back. We had to cut some shit out.
The Martin Luther King stuff.
No, some stuff that went a little farther. Well, Freddie actually started saying the N-word, so we did have to cut that.
That never happened. I don't think that ever happened, did it?
Yeah, good luck getting signed now, dumbass.
Come on.
I'm just kidding, Freddie.
Come on.
They'll sign you because we're the funny YouTube men.
If Super Mega still is around in 2046, we will release the audio of what Freddie was saying.
What if, like,
That's so
we're around and we're like...
When
like
you the, release it, it's going to be nothing. It's going to be me sitting here.
No. We're the biggest brand in the world at this point. Like, we've overtaken Google, Facebook, Microsoft.
We're bigger than Charmin.
I'm searching up tits on fucking supermega.com.
I like how that's the goal.
Charmin. Dude, being bigger than Charmin.
That's a big deal.
That's a big fucking deal, man. Everybody knows Charmin. Everyone knows the fucking new Charmin Ultra, less is more. Like the Charmin Bears? They had toilet paper on their assholes?
You know, and like some New Yorker can't use the whole like, I wipe my ass with your product. Like, as a thing, where it's like they go to a thing because people actually do wipe their asses with their product.
Exactly. So they're
that's
immune.
One less, like, fuck you that someone could deliver to them because of their product.
That's good for the world.
Yo, those Charmin Ultra commercials with the cartoon bear with the toilet paper.
They got
on
a plump ass.
They did, and I guarantee for many people that was their
the
sexual
dad
awakening.
Bear and the mom bear.
That was someone's sexual awakening. Someone probably listening to this right now is like, I feel very targeted because that was my sexual awakening. That's what bred furries in the current climate of America.
Freddie, what was your sexual awakening?
It just gets into like the most graphic detail. It's like, Freddie,
shit. My sexual awakening began when I found my dad's. No, it wasn't my dad's. It was like my fucking grandpa's. He was collecting like a bunch of really vintage porn magazines, and they were.
I thought
beautiful.
That was going in a different direction, to be honest.
But my grandpa.
Because most people don't start their sexual awakening story with my dad.
No,
and then change it to my grandpa. Rich coming from me, but, you know.
Yeah, no,
you found some vintage pornography.
It starts off with my grandpa.
You seen VeggieTales?
Yeah, I seen VeggieTales.
Kind of one for me.
They knew what they were doing when they made that
they
show.
They knew exactly. The main character is a phallic object.
Yeah. He's got a pudgy best friend.
Matt and Ryan from Super Mega?
Yep.
Stop with that joke! Stop!
Please.
I'm so serious. Stop it.
Wonder what the next one will be.
I was walking down the street in Los Angeles the other day and I heard someone yell it out. That's enough.
That's how people start to, like, when they recognize it, I noticed I was like, Matt and Ryan?
It's very common.
Or if
now.
It's just me, they just go, Ryan from Super Mega?
And when it's me, they go, Matt? Actually, yeah. A lot of people say Ryan from Super Mega as a joke to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I've gotten Matt too, yeah.
But, Ryan, sexual awakening?
Sexual awakening was. I've said this multiple times.
I didn't even finish mine.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
We can't just have you
get... It basically ended with my grandpa. I need to clear
And that's
some
all you need
up.
To know.
Grandpa, porn magazines, figured out what boobs are, typed in boobs on Google, found this one picture of this girl at a protest with her tits out.
In Russia, probably?
No, not in Russia.
I love how you know this is real, because that's so specific.
Yeah, no,
that's not like a made-up bullshit thing. It's like some National Geographic shit.
I swear to God, I thought that she could see me, and I didn't have my shirt on.
And
she could see your tits.
And then I ran out of the room. My parents caught, like, found the picture of the girl in a protest with her tits out, moved the computer upstairs.
Oh, no.
And then that's where the urges came. I said, I need to see those fucking tits one more time.
What are they? I need to get a good look at them. How come these look different than those?
That's how he got into rap, actually.
Yes.
Yeah.
What was your sexual awakening, Matthew?
I just said.
Rap?
No, VeggieTales.
Oh, VeggieTales.
Yeah, actually, legit, I don't know. I think it was a...
I can pinpoint mine.
But yeah, I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think of my legitimate sexual awakening. I could think of my first big crush on a fictional character. Fuck, my actual... I can't think of it, actually. I really don't know.
This is clear as yesterday to me. And I've said it multiple times.
You have. I remember.
You already know what it is.
I do remember.
Well, what
but
is
Freddie
it?
Doesn't know.
What is it? Matt, you say what my sexual awakening
it
is.
It was that song, right?
It was a certain Pink song.
Where she's like, kiss my ass or something. Yeah. Was that it?
No, 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 no. The party's getting started. That one. And she goes, you'll be kissing my ass. And I was like, like her naked.
Whoa!
Her naked butt? Yeah.
I'm coming out, so you better get this party started.
I'm coming.
I think that was my ringtone.
That was my sister's favorite song.
Your ringtone was my sexual awakening,
man.
That's
amazing.
So if Ryan had heard your ringtone, he would have gotten at least a semi-chub.
That's awesome, dude.
Is there anything you want to plug?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I would like to plug...
I mean, he's bigger than us. He should actually be promoting us at this point.
I would like to plug one thing. I got a new music video coming out in, like, 1 or 2 months. It's going to be beautiful. It's kind of a movie. It's going to be my two most popular songs, Cha-Cha and Got to Go. It's produced and directed by two wonderful people, and it's going to be beautiful. I just... whenever this comes out, hopefully... The video is going to be out in like 2 or 3 weeks, and it's going to be fucking amazing. And
now we know
whoever's a fan of me. I know Super Mega fans aren't fans of me, or they don't
yet.
Know me yet.
That's not true. We got a message on Patreon recently. It was like, when are you getting Freddie Dredd on the podcast?
Hey, that's cool.
Like a 10-year-old hype beast.
That's what's like, up.
What the fuck? No, I'm not.
I hope he's wearing Jordans right now.
He probably is wearing
Sleeping
Jordans.
Wearing Jordans.
Go check him out on Spotify and SoundCloud and
yeah,
everything.
It's just Freddie Dredd on everything on Instagram, Twitter.
In description.
No YouTube videos yet, though. It's just on all random fucking channels. Soon it's going to be uploaded to a very special channel, my new video. And I hope all of you will like it.
What's going on, Smosh? Go check him out. Ryan, you want to plug
Ian
anything?
Cox.
No, but I did notice... sorry, I did notice you were kind of squinting a little bit here. Are you having eye troubles?
It's the fucking... I don't know. So I got these glasses about 6 months ago, and at the time...
Your vision was getting worse or something.
No, yeah, they were great at the time, but now I'm starting to... I'm getting these headaches because I keep having to strain my eyes, and these glasses aren't really doing it anymore.
Okay, let's see how much worse. Usually you could probably pass an eye exam with the glasses on. That's what
I'll put them on
right
now.
Okay, let me just... I'm going to look up like a little like... I'm just going to make an eye exam for you.
Test me?
I'm going to make a little eye exam real quick. Okay.
Google image a shitty eye exam?
Yeah. This one's going to be just letters.
Okay.
And go.
T-Z-P-E? S? Well, that's the first line. It gets smaller from there. Hold on. L-A-O-B-B?
You're about 50-50.
Okay. Well, I'm sucking at that then.
Maybe you're better with... Let me see number. They usually mix numbers in. Hold on. Sorry, that was my fault. I'll just give you numbers this next time. How about that?
Okay.
Okay, so...
That's easy. There's only six of them.
Yeah, dude. Here they are. Read these out. Wait 1 second.
Don't cough,
Freddy.
Freddy. Just get it out.
There we go. Okay.
That might have made my eyesight better. All right.
And here are numbers here.
Okay. I'm pretty sure that's a 7.
Uh-huh.
1. That's easy. 3. 6. 8. 0. Numbers are easy. There's only a few of them.
Yeah, you're actually mostly correct.
Did I nail that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
And now I'm just going to give you a sentence. Okay. So you just see if you can read the sentence.
Oh, you're backing up all the way over there. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Hold it up.
So here it is.
In March 1977, film director Roman Polanski was arrested and charged in Los Angeles with 5 offenses against a 13-year-old girl, rape by use of drugs, perversion, sodomy, lewd and lascivious act upon a child under 14, furnishing a controlled substance to a minor.
The whole comment thing makes a whole lot more sense.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.